Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. That Avodah Zarah is fundamentally a stira to Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaEved Avodah Zarah Kilu Kofa B'Kol HaTorah Kula is a Davar Pashut. The Aleph base of Tayak Mitzvahs is belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, serving some other Koyach, recognizing or giving power to any other fact or any other reality besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world, is Kofa B'Kol HaTorah Kula. The parameters of what it means, Rachman al-Tzlan, to serve Avodah Zarah, which type of service of Avodah Zarah is Chiyuv Eskilo, which types are not, what are the different forms and facets of Avodah Zarah, that we learned about in Maseches Sanhedrin. Maseches Avodah Zarah deals with the issue that we haven't met up with till now, some of which is not only Avodah Zarah in the ancient sense, but Zachen der Nege Halacha Lamaisa. Big Halachim of Yerideh. Besides for Asuring actual serving of Avodah Zarah, the Torah Asur benefiting from something which is associated, affiliated, or Shaykh to Avodah Zarah in any way. Avodah Zarah or anything related to Avodah Zarah is also Banos. So this is various psukim. One pasuk says, V'loi sovi toyeva el besecho, which means there's an issa, I'm bringing toyeva, is the Torah's term, over there in Pashas V'oskanon, in using Avodah Zarah. That means that there's an issa hano. The Pasuk also says, V'loi yidbak biyodcha mu'uma min acherim, Torah says also over there in Pashas Shoiftim. There's an issa of benefiting. Yidbak biyodcha means there's an issa of benefiting or profiting in any way. It might not be 100% consistent with the Gedarim of Yisuri Avodah Zarah. We'll have to see Be'ez Hashem in the Masechta. There's a chiv also to be ma'abid, anything that Shaykh Avodah Zarah, to destroy. The Pasuk says, when Klai Yisrael comes into Yitzvah and says, Sefer Dvarim, abid to abdons kolam ha'kremis, asha ovdu shom ha'goyimis aleheyem, and yitatsim is mizbechoysom, shibartim is matzavoysom, vashirem tisifum ba'esh, vibatim es shmom in amokim ahu. Torah repeats this various times. So, what is bechlal, things that are miyuchid, lavay dezora, that are osaba no, and that are tone biur? And this could be negeh halachal ma'is today. It's not only when Klai Yisrael went to Yitzvah. What would be if a shul, a yeshiva, wants to buy an old building, go for church, and there are things there? If you look at the church as Avodah Zarah, what has to be destroyed? What can be used? Can it be used? Could you be nana? And so on. Now, one thing that is negeh to not Avodah Zarah proper, but they're all gedorim and rabbonon, is adding any type of encouragement or any type of association or affiliation with Ovdei Avodah Zarah in a formal sense of there being Ovdei Avodah Zarah is also awesome. That we'll learn about now in the first perek. The first perek talks about the gedorim of where Yid is not allowed to associate. This is negeh in Yiddish workplaces. If there's end of year parties or there's Thanksgiving or v'chule, anything that's related to any goyish religious day, how is a yid allowed to take presents, to give encouragement, to give seasons, greetings, v'chule, v'chule. Besides for the Avodah Zarah itself, and the Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, there's a whole Esek in the Masechta, we'll see in Perek Beis, Gimel, v'chule, about Takrevis Avodah Zarah, things that we use to offer kabbonis to Avodah Zarah, or things that were food that we used in the service to honor their Avodah Zarah, is also awesome by now. With that comes along what Chazal call Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach was wine that was poured l'chvoid Avodah Zarah, and there's also an issur where Chazal extended that much further, and Chazal asked besides the Yayin that was actually used for Avodah Zarah, Chazal asked what's called Stam Yenim. Chazal were very, very makbid on this issue. We'll see the Gedarim. This is one of the Iker Noisim in the Masechta, is Stam Yenim. The Stam Yenim, they ask it in different ways. And when is it also B'Tarufis? At what point is it considered that we see the guys touching? And this is something that's, again, every Yiddish home. If there's a cleaning lady, if there's a hall with Goyim working, Yayin Mavushal, Enim Mavushal. Did he touch? Did he not touch? Does the guy have to touch it? What does he have to do in order to render it Stam Yenom? Chazal also extended in the umbrella idea of association and affiliation with Avodah Zarah affiliation with Ovdei Avodah Zarah, affiliation with Goyim, even if they're not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The context is that the Torah says, Veschanon, Parshas Ekev, where the Torah asks up when Klal Yisrael went to Eretz Yisrael intermarrying with the Canaanim, and the Torah puts that in the context of that if there's going to be joint marriages, so the children are going to be given over to Avodah Zarah. In that context, the Torah put together the Isser of Avodah Zarah together with Chatnus. With that, Chazal also used a variety of Gzeres, what we call Bishulei Akum and Cholav Akum, V'chulei V'chulei, Pas Akum. Again, with Stam Yenom, they put together Gzeres that would put into place firm separation between Yidden and Goyim. And this is Negei L'Moshe, what we mentioned before with end-of-year parties. This could be Negei anybody in terms of eating together with Goyim, eating from their food, eating from any type of celebration of one of their days. What are the Gedorim, and what's awesome, what's Mutter? That's also a big Noisei in the Masechta. And there's also the Noisei of Bittel Avodah Zarah, and exactly which type of Avodah Zarah is Tom Bittel, who can be Mevatel, how the Avodah Zarah becomes Bottel. That's also something that will be discussed in the Masechta Barichos. And now let's start. Mishnah Aleph, Lifnei Eidein Shel Ovdei Kechovim. Eid, not with an ayin, but with an aleph, is a word that's used in Parshas Hazinu to discuss a day of foreboding, a day of choga of Avodah Zarah. The pasuk says, Ki korov yom Edom. The chag of Ovdei Kechovim, which is a day of Peronis, is called in this Mishnah an Eid. Lifnei Eidein Shel Ovdei Kechovim Shloshu Yom, 3 days before one of their religious festivals. Also losses veloses imoyin, one is not allowed to do business with goyim. Lashilon, to lend them things. Velishomem, to borrow from them. Lahalvoison, velulvoismem, to borrow and to lend from them. Leporon, uleporomem, to pay up chayvis and to accept payment of chayvis from them. Clearly what Chazal are putting over here in the context, and you have to know Lagabi Bizman Azer, is that for 3 days before a Goyish Chag, the Goyim would be worked up into a religious frenzy, and any type of Esek with them would cause them to go and offer a sacrifice or go bow down to one of their Getchkes. This was the state that they were worked into. So Memela, basically what Chazal put into place was is that for 3 days before a Chogah, one has to be Nisrachik. Now, in Eastern Europe, this wasn't much of a Nisoy, because for 3 days, Rachman al-Tlan, before a Gaisha holiday, there was a Shasha pogroms. And Goyim were always worked up into a blood frenzy, so you can stay barricaded in their house. Today, it's much less of a Shash, and we'll see, Mitzvashem, Behem Shecham Mitzvachtun, that might be talking that a lot of these Yisurim are relaxed, because today, the Goyim aren't really serving Avodah Zarah. It's all meaning Avisam Biodan. They have their culture, they have their, the same way they celebrate Independence Day on July 4th, which is not a religious holiday. So they celebrate their Chagas, but it's not really, it doesn't really work them into any state of being Shaykh Avodah Zarah. That being said, the Mishnah puts into place these Siyogim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues on a few pratim. Nifroyin Mehem. One is allowed to be mekabel from a goy if he wants to pay. A goyish vendor wants to pay a yiddish store, whatever it is, that you're allowed to accept payment. Mipnei shehu meitzaloi. There you're not adding to his celebration. You're taking money. He owes you $1,000. You took $1,000. That's going to cause him to thank his getchka. Faket. Amruloi, the chacham say no. You might be right logically. Afal pi shemeitzahu. Even though Lemaisa, it's something that he doesn't want to do, nobody wants to pay chayvus, Achshav, now that he's paid up, Sameachu la'achazman, Lemaisa, people don't want to pay up a chayvus, when a chayvus is off their chest, there's a sense of relief, and their natural place to go, 3 days before Yom Edom, is to be dovuk in their Avodah Zarah. Ayid is not allowed to facilitate that in any way. The Rav adds one point that's based on the Sugya and Davov, and that is that the Machlekes Tanoim, whether they were goyzer this type of gzeri b'mokim hefse. That means like this. If a yid has a shtar choyv keneged a goy, so he'll be able to collect from him lach hazman. Because the goy won't be able to deny it. He'll be able to go to court. He'll be able to collect the choyv. But let's say the chayv is a milval peh, but if it were the goy, would never have to pay it. The goy right now is willing to pay it. Korov liyoy meidoy. So there one is allowed to take payment, one's not b'chuyiv to forfeit the chayv, or put the payment of the chayv at risk in order to be mekayim this halacha. That's l'maisa the halacha. L'maisa the rab brings a b'soiv tvorov. Mishnah Beisu, b'shmo loymer, Shloisha yom lefneim, 3 days before yom edom, u'shloisha yom lachreim also. In the previous Mishnah, we only had lefnei deim shalev kecham shloisha yom. Here we have 3 days before and 3 days afterwards. One is not allowed to do business with them b'chalal. Why? Because again, they're in that state. Mimela, if he does a business deal 2 days afterwards, he makes a sale, he's going to run to his avodah zarah, he's going to be makir of a carbon. You're not allowed to be shaykh to that. V'chom moimrim, lefnei deim also, la'achre deim mutter. Again, it's hard for us to relate to know exactly what they're talking about. But the Vaisdai said there was a machlokes in Shigla Das. Lefnei Edehen, there was more of a chashash. Achar Edehen, there was less. And because of that, there was a shadow where the Chazal were goyzer v'chiyai gabna. The Rav over here brings something which is Negeh, halacha l'maisa. And he brings like this. It's a Gemara Dav Zayin, which the Gemara has a machlokes Amiroim. That the Isser losses velosses in Akum lefnei yom edem is only when Klal Yisrael is living be'artzom. This is ancient halachis from times when Klal Yisrael was fully miyushuv in Eretz Yisrael. But lemaisa when Klal Yisrael is in a state of golus, or when Reva Klal Yisrael is in a state of golus, so then Chazal relax these isurim. Why? Because the ikir economy of Yidin is toluy in the goyish marketplace. And Mamela, we can't say that for 3 days before Yom Edem, a Yid shouldn't, a Yid would have a kretschmer, or a Yid has an import-export business in some place, and Ike Parnassos is telling him, goyim buying and selling. That we're not goyim. The Rav also brings what we mentioned before, that Bizman Azeh, we relax these Yisurim totally. The Gemara Chulin Daf Yud Gimel says, that minig avesem biyodem, which means that the goyim are serving avayt zorah today only culturally. It's not a real avayt zorah. Mel lizi surma relaxed. These are the goyim of Amol that were more oduk in their belief system.